switch of faith turned on. Keep the switch of faith turned on.
The Spirit of Faith Netcast is on the air. I'm glad you could join us once again for the Spirit of Faith Netcast, and I'm sorry that we're running a little late with this netcast. We normally try to do the netcast on either Saturday or Sunday over the weekend, but time just did not allow for us to do that this weekend. So I'm glad you could join us today. As I record this, it's a Thursday, and so we'll have a new netcast coming up very shortly. But I decided to use this opportunity to talk about something that is going on in my life right now, and I believe it's probably going on in the lives of a lot of Christians right now. I believe God is calling us in this day and age to do some, if you will, soul searching, to look at our lives, to look at where we are and what we're doing with our time. And specifically, what I've been hearing from the Spirit of God is this term, focus, focus, focus. I've been hearing that in my spirit when it comes to my personal life, that I need to focus on what God's called me to do. Now, as you know, what God's called me to do is to teach the Word of God through Word of Faith Ministries, and I'm not currently in the full-time ministry. Now, I have been in the full-time ministry. I've been an ordained minister since 1977. And I have pastored several churches, and I've been involved in full-time ministry for many years. But in recent years, I have had a secular position as a computer engineer, and still to this day, I do that as my secular profession. Now, I believe God is using that because He's using the technology that I have learned and tools that I've acquired through that to help me preach the gospel across the internet, around the world, and to reach the world with the Word of Faith. And so I don't take that lightly. I don't look at that as a negative, not at all. However, I will say this. That cannot be, in my life, the most important thing that I am doing, my secular job. Doing what is a day-to-day professional life, if you will. Now, it's not that that's not important to my family and so forth, and I enjoy it. I enjoy my profession, but that's not what God has called us as believers to do. And I'm including all of us here, including myself. What God has called us all to do is to work. To have, to give to those who are in need. So when I work, I'm not working for a living. I'm working for a giving. I need to look at my work, my secular work, as an opportunity to receive finances as one venue among many that I can use to reach people with the Word of God. And I believe God's calling us all to that function. He really wants to raise up believers to the ministry of being a giver. He wants us all to be givers. He wants us all to be available to reach people with the Word of God. Now, we can't all go personally into every corner of the world. We can't all be preachers of the gospel, but we can send others to preach the gospel. We can finance missionaries. We can finance churches. We can be involved in what God is calling us to do in that regard. So, I think we need to focus on the mission we have ahead of us. And I wrote an article along those lines, a new article on the website, which, by the way, the website, of course, is wofm.org. And in that article, the title is Focus, Focus, Focus. Like I said, that just keeps coming up in my spirit. God is calling the body of Christ, which is the church, to get serious in these last of the last days. Time is short, and we've got a lot to do to reach a lost and dying world, and the world is getting worse. 2 Timothy 3:1 says, "This know also that in the last days," and I believe we're in the last days, "perilous times shall come." It doesn't take much to look around us and see that we are in perilous times. Those perilous times have arrived. Now, 2 Timothy 3:13 says, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse." Have you noticed in the news it seems like people that are against God are getting worse and worse? They are deceiving and being deceived, the scripture says. But it's not all negative. It doesn't mean that we should look at this and say, "Oh, woe is us." No, that's not the point. This isn't a negative message at all. It's actually a recognition of what the Bible says about the last days. This chapter does say in the very next verse, verse 13, after verse 13, I should say, in verse 14, 2 Timothy 3:14, "But thou continue in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." We need to be aware of who we're hearing, who we're listening to, who is giving us our self-image, what we're hearing of the Word of God. Remember last week we talked about that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God means the preached Word. Who are we listening to? We should know those that labor among us. Remember we talked about that scripture. So we should be aware of the people that are preaching the Word to us. Be aware of the people we're learning from. And then continue in those things which we have learned from those folks. Now, I love to listen to Brother Kenneth Copeland. I listen to a lot of other great ministers, but Brother Copeland, there's just something about his ministry that speaks to me. That's why I'm a partner with his ministry. That's why I have been involved in listening to his ministry, receiving from his ministry, been a part of his ministry as a partner since 1976, a long, long time. But at the same time, I do not regret it at all. It has been a glorious thing to be part of what Brother Copeland is doing to reach the world. But as you may know, Brother Copeland has come under a lot of attacks of late from secular forces, from people who are waxing worse and worse, who are deceiving and being deceived, because these are perilous times. Now, it's not affecting Brother Copeland. He's not letting it bother him. But I find it frustrating that a man of God of such excellence, of such high caliber, of such integrity, probably the ministry that I personally believe has the most integrity of anyone on earth in this day and age, is coming under such a terrible attack. Now, again, this is because we're in the last days. Now, 2 Timothy 3:15 says, "From a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." All scripture is given by inspiration of God. God actually breathed it out of his own mouth. "And it is profitable for doctrine," which is teaching, "for reproof and correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect," that's mature, "thoroughly furnished unto all good works." We are to be looking to mature as believers, to be strengthened in the faith. This is not a time to fall back. This is not a time to shirk away. This is a time to get stronger in the Word. This is a time to focus. This is a time that we should be looking at ways to reach the world even more fervently with the gospel. Now, as we grow, as we mature, we're furnished into all good works. And we have a lot of work to do. There's no question about it. We need to be reaching out and teaching and preaching the gospel, not the reverse gospel. Now, gospel means good news. So reverse gospel, maybe we should call it negative spell, negative spell, is teaching that has left a negative spell on the church. That's a funny little turn of phrase, but it really speaks to what I'm trying to talk about here. There's a lot of people teaching doctrine that is putting the church in a negative frame of mind and of spirit. We need to get away from that. We need to wake up. We need to shake ourselves. We need to reach people with the truth of God's Word. We're not to be pulled away. We're not to be weakened in this hour. We're to be stronger. Now, the Word of God says in John 17:17, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Jesus said the Word of God is the truth of God. That, to me, is the key thing right now that we need to focus on, is that God's Word is true. Let God be true and every man a liar. The Word of God is true. As thou hast sent me into the world, John 17:18, as Jesus prayed to the Father, he said, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so I've sent them into the world. Jesus has sent us into the world. Now, yes, he was talking about the apostles, he was talking about the disciples, but through them he was talking about us. He sent us into the world. He said, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel unto all nations. That's what he's called us to do. For their sakes, Jesus said in John 17:19, for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they might also be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone. Here it is, 17:20 of John, Gospel of John. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Now, directly or indirectly, we are all believers in the Lord Jesus Christ through the word of some of the very people that he was talking about and talking to in that day and ministering to in that day. So he's praying for us here. He's talking to the Father about us. He and his goal, his desire. See, this is the thing I want us to see. He's talking about us. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them which also believe on me through their word. John 17:21, that they may all be one. That's united. That they all may be one, reaching out to the world. See, that's the key. That's what he wants us to do. Reach out to the world so that the world will see us as one, as united. Why? That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. The world needs to believe that God, the Father, sent Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, into the world. They need to believe that more than ever. And how are they going to believe it? Unless there's a preacher. Remember last week we talked about how shall they preach except they be sent? And how shall they hear without a preacher? From Romans chapter 10. So we need to be united together, teaching the truth of God's word. Not church doctrine, not opinions, but the truth of God's word. If we'll do that, then the world will hear and receive the word of God and be blessed. Acts 3:19 says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Now again, it sounds very negative to say what these things that will be happening in the last days, but I want you to notice, as we preach and people repent and they're converted, their sins are blotted out, there will be times of refreshing that come from the presence of the Lord. And there are coming some glorious times of refreshing, supernatural power of God falling on us in ways that we have yet to see. And I've seen some pretty amazing things by the Spirit of God. Proverbs 13:14 says, the law of the wise is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. Proverbs 13:15, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of the transgressors is hard. The world is going to face some pretty terrible things. We've seen a lot of terrible things happening in the news in recent days. But you know what? The way of the transgressor is hard. But for those of us that follow after the Lord, for those of us that do what God is calling us to do, there'll be times of refreshing. These will be times of refreshing. The law of the wise will be a fountain of life to us. Now, who is wise? Proverbs 1:7 says, the fear of the Lord, now that word fear literally means great respect. The respect of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now, as I said, the word fear here is the Hebrew word yerah, Y-E-R-A-H is the transliterative spelling, and means reverence. Proverbs 9:10 says, the fear or reverence of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So the way of the transgressor, yeah, that may be hard, but for the believer, we are promised deliverance, we are promised life, we are promised favor, we are promised wisdom, we are promised knowledge. Oh, it is so much better to be a believer. It is so much better to be in line with the Word of God, following the truths of God's Word. So many people are seeking things, things, things. They're so things-oriented. What God is saying, as I said, is to focus, focus, focus. Look at our true calling. Look at what God is desiring for us to do. Lay aside things. You know, there are things in our lives that are not sin in and of themselves, but they're weights that easily beset us and pull us down. We need to let go of those things and focus on what God is calling us to do. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you." Don't be things focused. Be kingdom of God focused. Now, brethren, seek God, seek His way, reverence Him, and then all these other things, these natural things, which God does want us to have. He wants us to be blessed in so many ways. Healing. He wants us to be blessed financially. He wants us to be blessed in all kinds of ways. But He wants us to be kingdom focused, kingdom oriented. And you'll be in the perfect will of God if you'll just focus on the kingdom. Now, in my personal life, I'm going to be laying aside some things. I do several podcasts that don't have anything to do with the Word of God. Now, there's nothing wrong with them. As I said, they're not sin. I do a computer-oriented, humor-oriented podcast called Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. I'm going to lay that aside. In very few weeks here, I'll be doing my last one of those. I do a natural health podcast called The Traditional Naturopath. I'm going to lay that aside. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with information on natural health. But that's not my focus. My focus is to preach the gospel. My focus is to reach the world. My focus is the kingdom of God. And that's what we've got to do. Brethren, this is a time where we need to excel in the things of God, excel in the Word of God, excel in the lifestyle God has before us and for us. It's not a time to be busy in things that really don't matter, that don't, in the eternal sense of the word, don't mean anything. Now, they're not wrong, they're not evil, they're not bad, but they don't mean anything. God is calling us to focus. And I believe that you're sensing in your spirit, the Holy Spirit is moving in your spirit and affirming to you that this is true. We need to focus. That's why I'm preaching and teaching on this netcast. That's why I'm sharing my heart with you right now. God wants us all to take stock of who we are, where we are, what we're doing, how we're using the resources that He has given us in these last days, and how we're using it to reach people for Him, for the kingdom, for the advancement of the kingdom. How are you living the life that God wants you to live? Now, some of you may have just stumbled across this netcast. Maybe you're not even born again. If you are not, I would encourage you right now to act on Romans 10, beginning in verse 8. What saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt, number one, confess with your mouth Jesus as your personal Lord. Number two, believe that God has raised Him from the dead. Then thou shalt be saved, delivered, healed, protected, made whole, spirit, soul, body, financially and socially, and delivered from temporal evil. Commit to Him right now. Say, O Lord, right now, I come before You. And I call Jesus Christ my Lord. I receive Him as my Lord, the Lord of my life. And as my Lord, I'll do whatever He says. Father God, I know that You raised Jesus from the dead, literally, supernaturally, powerfully. And He now sits at Your right hand. Father God, I thank You that I am born again, that the life of God is resident inside me. And I thank You for what You have before me, because You have intended, and You do intend, that we live in the blessing. And I thank You for it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, I want to hear from you today. I want you to write me, Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WOFM.org. Write me. Let me know you prayed that prayer. Let me know that you committed to a lifestyle that is focused on the kingdom of God. and join us very shortly, in just a few days, as we continue to teach on how to live and operate in the faith of God, because that's what you need to be doing in these last of the last days. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God.
Keep the switch of faith turned on. Keep the switch of faith turned on.